With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. We'll take a detailed look at the upcoming forecast through the end of August, but first a word from our sponsor.
Proceeds Company core values, in my eyes, are trust, integrity, and fulfilling the promise. Proceeds been in business for 30 years for a reason. They keep things simple, they watch what their farmer needs, and they take care of it. We promise what we deliver. Proceeds has had some of the same customers for the past 30 years as they started with. With that comes the integrity that we live by at Proceeds. We want to be that trusted advisor with them, their farm, their family.
North Dakota wheat producers grow the safest, highest quality wheat in the world using the best technology, genetics, and farming practices. Yet there are those who challenge the proven safety and wholeness of our wheat, often with little to no data and a whole lot of speculation and false claims. Your Wheat Checkoff is giving you a voice in this battle by bringing the real facts to the table. Producers must write the story consumers need to read about wheat and wheat foods, not have it written for us. This is WheatLink, brought to you by the North Dakota Wheat Commission.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Join us September 3rd through the 6th in Rolog, Minnesota for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion. This year's event features Oliver and Hartpar tractors and equipment and auto engines. Experience steam plowing and threshing, tractor pulls and dynamometer tests. Two daily parades featuring hundreds of steam engines, antique vehicles and tractors. Visit Rolog.com now for more details. Join us September 3rd through the 6th in Rolog, Minnesota for the Western Minnesota Steam Threshers Reunion.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rimpey says the country's current drought began last year.
In mid-October 2020, topsoil moisture across the country was 56%, very short to short, and that indicated that we were already getting into a serious drought situation in parts of the north and west, all the way back to late last summer and early autumn. And so the fact that we didn't have much snow in the winter, had a relatively dry spring and a hot, dry summer, it's going to take quite a bit of moisture, rainfall this late summer and autumn, snowfall this winter, and more rain next spring to fully pull out of this drought to replenish the soil moisture profile to help pastures and rangelands recover.
With your Ag News from the Enterprise Sales Ag Studio, Enterprise Sales of LA City, your grain handling and storage experts. I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.